I'm just finally ready to be the one in charge. It's hard enough being a woman in the corporate world. Men don't take you seriously unless you show them that you've climbed the ladder as high as it can go. And even then, but still, I want to show everyone that I can handle anything. Weaving through the street is an apt enough metaphor to illustrate how it feels trying to get ahead at my job. Now I've got the opportunity and I will not be slowed down by the people standing in my way. And then, of course, the universe sends me a construction crew. It's the classic downtown city tableau. Scaffolding, orange barrels, guys on steel beams pretending to do measurements. Three more at street level sipping something from an oversized thermos. They see me coming from half a block away. I can practically hear their tongues wagging, like they're contractually obligated to harass women in a five-block radius. I try to tune it out, eyes straight ahead, but they're not even pretending to be subtle. The first sound is a whistle, sharp enough to almost give me a migraine. The next is in a sing-song. Hey there, sexy. Cool, and looks fun to hang out with. I look down to see my heels, but all I see are boobs. Big, fake boobs. I pout. I can't see past my titties. The receptionist and the blue hair lady laugh at me. I'm used to people laughing when I say dumb things, so I just giggle with them. The lady points to the full-length mirror, and that's when I'm finally able to see what's below my chest. I look down and see my shoes. Super cute heels. I stare down at the little card machine to pay. The numbers are jumping all over, and I have to blink a bunch to even see what they say. The pink lady points to the screen, but I'm too busy staring at my nails. They're so shiny. I wiggle my fingers, and I let out a tiny...